Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Almost every popular show has had a fan theory in one way or another. The Rugrats are all in Angelica's mind, Scooby-Doo and the gang are on the run to avoid being drafted into the army, and the Flintstones takes place in a post-apocalyptic future. But once in a blue moon, a fan theory is bang on the money, and the creator of the show actually confirms it. Sometimes a theory is validated in an interview with the creator, other times it's confirmed in the show itself. Although it rarely happens, there are a handful of times when a fan theory is more than speculation and conjecture. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and this is 8 TV fan theories confirmed by the creators. Number 8, Adventure Time. The story takes place after a nuclear war. Adventure Time tells the story of a boy called Finn and his magical dog Jake going on wacky adventures in the land of Oo. Throughout the show, the characters repeatedly refer to a cataclysmic event called the Great Mushroom War. At first, the name of this battle didn't stand out since everything else in the story is just as odd and random. However, some fans believe that the Great Mushroom War was so called as a reference to the mushroom clouds created by nuclear bombs. So this wasn't some silly little fight where people were throwing fungi at each other. It was a nuclear holocaust which decimated the world. But here's the coolest thing about this theory. The creator of the show, Pendleton Ward, never intended the Great Mushroom War reference to be a nuclear fallout. However, he thought this fan theory was so amazing, he incorporated it into the show. Number 7, Star Trek. The Klingons were genetically mutated. The Klingons are one of the easiest aliens to recognize in Star Trek due to their ridged foreheads. However, the Klingons originally had a much simpler design. When they debuted, they simply looked like bronze-skinned humans with wispy eyebrows. As the franchise became more successful, the makeup team had more money and so decided to give the Klingons a more distinctive look. In the 1979 film Star Trek: The Motion Picture, the Klingons showcased their iconic jagged forehead look for the first time. Because the change in the aliens' appearance is not acknowledged, viewers decided to cook up their own explanation on why the Klingons look different. Many viewers have suggested that the Klingons' change in appearance was due to a genetic mutation. For decades, this theory was nothing more than speculation. But in season 4 of Star Trek Enterprise, it was confirmed that the Klingons that appeared in the original Star Trek had their DNA merged with humans to help them blend in with mankind. Over time, this DNA tinkering reversed, causing the Klingons to revert to their original look within a few generations. Number 6, Dragon Ball Z. Goku's purity makes him stronger. Dragon Ball fans will never forget when Goku went Super Saiyan for the first time. When he transforms, the rest of the characters are baffled since no Saiyan had gone Super Saiyan in a century. Vegeta hadn't mastered this ability despite the fact that he'd been training for decades. Considering Goku had far less training than Vegeta, it didn't make sense that he could unlock his powers so quickly. Fans try to explain away this inconsistency by saying that Saiyans who are pure at heart can unlock their abilities faster than regular Saiyans. Although some people thought this was a lame explanation that was invented to plug up a plot hole, it was confirmed by the creator of Dragon Ball, Akira Toriyama. He explained that each Saiyan's power originates from microscopic cells in their body called S-cells. The more S-cells a Saiyan has, the stronger they are. The gentlest and kindest Saiyans have more S-cells, meaning that they have the potential to be more powerful. Basically, it's like the midichlorian concept in Star Wars, except it doesn't suck. Since Goku, Goten, and Trunks are pure at heart, they were able to go Super Saiyan far sooner than Saiyans like Vegeta. Number 5, Pokemon. The GS Ball contains Celebi. In the second generation of the Pokemon series, Ash Ketchum journeys to the Orange Islands to collect a mysterious Pokeball called the GS Ball. Ash doesn't know how to open the ball, nor does he know what it contains. For months, Pokefans speculated on the contents of the GS Ball. What was inside? Mewtwo? Mew? A brand new Pokemon that no one had heard of? Sadly, viewers never found out. But fans weren't even told what GS stood for. In the games Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon, it is stated that the GS Ball stands for Greatest Smiths, which is a very anticlimactic answer and still doesn't explain what is inside the bloody ball. The most popular theory was that GS stood for Gold/Silver, and the ball contained the most powerful Pokemon from the Gold/Silver series, Celebi. According to the writer who concocted the GS ball, Masamitsu Hidaka, this theory was spot on. Ash Ketchum was meant to release Celebi from the ball in the series before beginning his adventures in the Gold/Silver region. At the last minute, Nintendo decided to abandon this storyline so that they can introduce Celebi in the film Pokemon Forever. Number 4, Game of Thrones, Jon Snow's lineage. Game of Thrones was filled with every mystery imaginable. However, the biggest mystery was the identity of Jon Snow's parents. Though the character is presented as Ned Stark's bastard son, the common theory was Jon is the child of Ned's sister, Lyanna Stark and Rhaegar Targaryen. This theory became so popular it got nicknamed L plus R equals J. This theory was proven right when Jon's lineage was revealed in the final episode of the 7th season. Since there are 87 bajillion fans of Game of Thrones, or at least there was at the time, it's not too hard to believe that a few fans correctly guessed the identity of Jon's parents. But do you know who else figured it out? The show's creators, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. When they asked the book's author, George R.R. Martin, if they could adapt his work into a series, he said he would only agree if they could tell him who Jon's mother was. They guessed correctly, which allowed them to adapt one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Number 3. Futurama. Leela's parents are mutants. In Futurama, Fry works at Planet Express with a robot called Bender and a one-eyed humanoid called Leela. When Fry asks why Leela only has one eye, she explains she is an alien that was abandoned on Earth as a baby. In season 4, it's revealed that Leela is not an alien, she is a mutated human. Decades ago, radiation caused several humans to develop hideous deformities. Society was so horrified by their appearance, the mutants were cast into the sewers. The mutants Munda and Morris had a baby called Leela, who had no mutations save for a single eye. Since she wasn't as deformed as the rest of the mutants, Leela's parents brought her to the orphanarium on the surface world, believing that she could have a normal life. Although this was a big twist, some viewers already figured it out. In season 2, episode 1, Fry, Leela and Bender visit the sewers where they first meet the mutants. In the background, Leela's parents can be seen for a few seconds. Since they both have one eye and the mother has purple hair like Leela, fans deduce that they were Leela's parents 2 years before it was officially revealed. Number 2. Lost, they were in purgatory. Kind of. Lost begins with a group of survivors landing on an island after their plane crashes. Shortly after, the survivors learn there is a mysterious force looming on the island. But what is it? What does it want? Every episode had a new mystery. One of the first popular theories was that the survivors died and the island was purgatory. The writers dismissed this premise and promised that the great reveal would be something far more original. But there was a problem. Despite the fact that the writers promised they weren't just making the story up as they went along, they were totally making the story up as they went along. After devising dozens of different explanations, the writers decided that Lost would conclude in purgatory. Huh. Technically, the events in season 1-5 occurred in real life, but the final 6th season ended with all the main characters meeting up in a church, purgatory, before moving on to the afterlife. Although this fan theory turned out to be correct, that's only because the writers couldn't come up with anything better. Number 1, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They obtained their powers from the same chemical as Daredevil. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics were so successful, they were adapted into an animated series in 1987 and became an instant global hit. Viewers loved the Ninja Turtles because nothing like it had ever been done before. Or so it seemed. One thing that appeared to have a lot of similarities to TMNT was the blind Marvel superhero comics Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil. When Murdock was a kid, he was exposed to a radioactive isotope, which gave him heightened senses. Fans speculated that this same chemical fell into a sewer and mutated the turtles. But that's not the only connection. The turtle sensei is called Splinter. Daredevil's sensei is called Stick. The turtles often fight the ninja clan, the Foot. Daredevil often fights the ninja clan, the Hand. Raphael wears a red bandana and uses Psy as his primary weapon. Daredevil's love interest is Elektra, a ninja that wears a red bandana and uses Psy as her primary weapon. When the TMNT creators Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird were asked about this theory, they admitted that they were huge fans of Daredevil and intentionally incorporated his backstory into the turtles' origin.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.